More than half the country is under some form of winter weather advisory or warning today. That is more than 200 million people. The massive winter storm is bringing blizzard conditions, snow, ice, plummeting temperatures, and in some cases, it's knocked out power and upset holiday travel plans. Of course, for homeless Americans, this can be a matter of life or death. Doug Schenkelberg is executive director of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. Doug, hello.
Hello.
What is the situation at facilities in Chicago right now?
So right now in Chicago, as you know, it's extremely cold. We're seeing the city's network of warming centers, libraries, field houses in the city parks, as well as our shelter system all being utilized as a safe haven for folks who are homeless on the streets.
And as far as capacity, are they full right now?
Some of the shelters did reach capacity last night. Definitely the system is being well used. You know, right now in Chicago, it's -5 degrees. The wind chill has it at -30. You can get frostbite in less than 30 minutes when it's below zero, hypothermia the same. So there's just no way to stay warm if you're outside and everything you own is outside. So it's not as though you can grab your warmer clothing. Everything is cold and it's just incredibly difficult and unsafe in these moments. And it's very common for folks who are experiencing homelessness to already be dealing with difficult health issues because they don't have the same access to regular preventative health care. So it just compounds the risks for them in these moments.
Yeah. Do you think at a time like this about alternatives, say cities opening up hotel or motel space or other possibilities?
Yeah. We always encourage the city to look at as many options as possible, be it utilizing hotels and motels. You know, in the past, they've utilized buses from the Chicago Transit Authority to be kind of mobile warming centers next to encampments so that folks don't have to travel far to get to a warm spot. We think it's really important to be creative and to meet people where they're at in these situations. So the more resources we can put out there for folks, the better.
Yeah. And how easy or not easy is it to convince persons you have to be inside today?
It's always helpful if it's someone that they know and trust, talking to them about it. You know, as you can imagine, when you're experiencing homelessness, particularly if you're experiencing on the streets, you don't trust a lot of folks. And so the more trained professionals who know how to engage with folks who are in this situation can go and talk to them. We have a system in Chicago called 311, like a lot of cities, where you can call and the city or nonprofit partners will go do wellness checks on people on the street. Because there's a lot of rational reasons that someone might want to stay at their encampment on a regular basis. But, you know, in extreme weather like this, it's really critical that they don't. So having folks that really know the issue and know how to have a conversation with them is critical.
And finally, Doug, what do you and your staff members worry about most on a day like today?
You know, the thing we worry about the most is getting people out of harm's way so they're not at risk of death, fundamentally. It also makes us think about what are we going to do when this extreme weather goes away and what work are we going to do to make sure those folks are permanently housed so that when the next crisis hits, they're not on the street.
Doug Schenkelberg is executive director of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. Doug, thanks so much, and we send our best to you and your team.
Thank you so much.